Hi, Steve. What's on your mind? And thanks for your
Hello.
patience, sir.
Hi. You there?
Hello. Yep, I'm here. Last I looked.
Okay. I've been diagnosed with osteoarthritis.
Yes, sir.
In my right knee. And I'm 72, and I think it's from, I'm a Vietnam veteran, so I think it's from the injury in Vietnam. But anyway, they prescribed me, the doctor prescribed me, D-I-C-L-O-F-E-N-A-C.
Yep.
It's a gel you put on the knee.
Yeah, they do that a lot, sir, and all it is a pain reliever, and it doesn't fix the situation, so I'm sure that's why you called, because even though it might relieve pain, it doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's why I called you for, because I want something, is there something that, I like natural medicine, okay, and I hate going to, I don't take pain pills, prescriptions, very seldom, other than vitamins or something like that. So I was thinking maybe you have something that I could, do, or something I could,
Well, sir, I absolutely do. I'm a terrific copycat. And when I see natural things that work and are safe, boy, I just copycat them like crazy because they work and they're safe. Okay, what I have in mind here is research done in the 1940s. I kid you not, the 1940s, and conventional medicine hasn't caught on to it yet. In that research, a doctor worked with 454 individuals who had osteoarthritis. What did he do? He had them all take a large but safe dose of the B vitamin called niacinamide. Not niacin, but niacinamide. Now, nothing happened for 3 to 4 weeks. They didn't notice much difference until probably the end of the third or the beginning of the fourth week. And then, hey, I think the pain is a little bit less. But what was really cool, sir, is that by 3 to 4 months, 95% of those people were out of pain. No more pain at all. And then, for the sake of science, they all agreed to go back off the niacinamide again. And starting in 3 or 4 weeks, the pain started to come back. And in 3 or 4 months, it was just as bad as it ever had been. And so they all started on it again. And guess what? Those 95% that were completely controlled once again. Now, there is a known reason why the niacinamide works. This reason was only discovered a few years ago. It was discovered that it does work in the 1940s. And that is that person's body has not been making enough niacinamide internally. Now, you may or may not know that 2/3 of the population, and those are the ones who don't get osteoarthritis, make niacinamide in their own bodies out of the amino acid called tryptophan, which is found in proteins. And so if they eat protein, they take and digest it properly, they take the tryptophan, turn it into niacinamide. That goes to their joints and everywhere in the body, for that matter, and keeps them from getting osteoarthritis. Now, here's how it does it specifically in the cartilage cells, sir. When the niacinamide is missing, the cartilage cells cannot make enough of a key factor called ATP, which is, you probably heard of, the energy molecule. But when the person with osteoarthritis, whose body hasn't been able to make enough niacinamide, or they wouldn't have osteoarthritis, takes niacinamide, then that niacinamide turns into something called NAD, which turns into something called NADH. I know that's technical jargon, but for the few technicians out there, that's how it works. And that activates the mitochondria inside the cells, the little energy engines. You've heard of those, sir. It activates them to make ATP. And when they make ATP, they've got more energy inside themselves and they can repair themselves. And so what we're doing is we're actually treating not only the cartilage cells, we're treating every cell in the body, sir. I hear so many people who've treated their arthritis tell me they're thinking a little bit better simply because the niacinamide missing in the body doesn't get into any of the cells anymore because the body can't make it anymore. And so those cells lose their ATP too. And the reason the joints hurt, sir, of course, is they get all this activity and they get pounded on, whereas our brains don't get pounded on. We just don't think quite as good as we did before. That is a long rant, I know, but conventional medicine will catch on to this one day, and the reason they haven't so far, sir, is niacinamide is totally cheap, inexpensive. It's in all the health food stores, and it's not patentable. So for men, there's a simpler way than for women, and men aren't as good as taking their pills on time all the time. So somebody invented a 1,500 milligram tablet, which is time release, and it releases for about 8 to 12 hours. And you take one of those in the morning and one of those at night, and one of those in the morning, one of those at night, and hang in there. Maybe use your pain reliever for the 3 or 4 weeks it takes for the niacinamide to do its job. But you got only a 5% chance of it not working, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to try that because I just don't like doctors. I like the natural medicine.
Well, sir,
I grew up with natural medicine, so I like the natural side of things because that's where all medicine came from, is natural things. You know, finding out like aspirin comes from a tree bark.
Yeah. Well, another molecular version of aspirin comes from tree bark. It's called white willow bark, and if we really want to take it and not be taking something that's foreign to the human system, the white willow bark is the way to go.
Yeah. I love your program because you really have good information, and then people can go from there and, like, you know, they can investigate, you know, what you say and what they say, but, like, I try to stay away from medical side of this.
Sir, it's not really the medical doctor's fault. Medical schools got hijacked. I am not kidding. They got hijacked in the 19-teens by something called the Flexner Report, which was financed by the Carnegie and the Rockefeller institutions, who happened to own a whole lot of shares in pharmaceutical companies. And that report came out in such a biased way that at that time, not only did most of the natural medical schools close down, fortunately some of them have reopened, but also all the medical schools that in that segregated day were for individuals whose ancestors came from Africa, they all closed down too. And then guess what they started teaching in medical schools? They started teaching patent medicines. Imagine that. And they totally ignore the medicine from nature. It got hijacked in the early 20th century is what happened to medical medicine. And the poor medical students who go to those schools, which included me, don't realize that those are hijacked schools.
Yeah. Well, we came back from Vietnam. They ran us through a battery of things and stuff, and they just test and things. They said, okay, this, you're fine. And, you know, go for here, and then just, and then you're gone, you know. And still in the system, I still go to the VA hospital, which, you know, I'm happy with the service I get up there because, it doesn't cost me anything. All my medical is taken care of.
There you go, sir. You take care of yourself for the rest of it, though, and you won't need as much of it.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to try something that I think really works better.
Well, the niacinamide, we know how it works and why it works and so forth. So go for that, and I'll shut up, and you get your last remarks in because we've got a break coming up.
That's okay. Take a break, and thank you very much for your service.